Welcome to the Natural Allergy Treatment Podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and at Health and Wellness Australia and Auckland, we have a team of naturopaths around Australia and New Zealand that specialise in a natural allergy treatment called Positive Association Technique, or PAT. And joining me today is our Canberra naturopath and PAT practitioner, Fiona Joiner. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Jess.
So Fiona, you've been working with us in Canberra for a while now, and prior to that, you've been working as a naturopath in private practice since 2021. So today you're going to be teaching us more about gut health and how our gut health impacts our immune system in particular. So this is really relevant to our listeners who struggle with allergies, sensitivities and intolerances, and we'll also discuss how PAT can be beneficial as part of a holistic approach to improving gut health. And Fiona, you actually developed this particular interest in gut health due to your own experiences with some health issues, didn't you?
Yeah, so gut health seems to be the latest health trend at the moment, and rightly so. We are learning more and more about how a healthy and happy gut supports our overall well-being in so many different ways. As a naturopath in my own private practice, I work with the gut with nearly every single client, and I'm always fascinated with how this kind of work can help alleviate so many symptoms for people and just help them to feel generally better. My own health journey with endometriosis influenced my decision to become a naturopath. I was on some medication at the time and out of desperation sought some help from a naturopath. I hadn't even heard of a naturopath before, and she was able to alleviate a lot of those side effects and put me on the path to good health. My own gut health became a major focus for me over the last 10 years, and I love seeing the improvements it's made to my life. Primarily, I experienced much less hay fever in springtime. None now since my PAT treatment for pollen, though.
That's awesome. So in a nutshell, could you tell us what a healthy gut environment looks like and how does that influence our immune system function?
So a healthy gut helps us digest our food well. It helps us detox well, make nutrients for us, regulate our immune system and protect us from pathogens. If you think about how the digestive tract is and how we're always putting foreign objects into it, i.e. food, it's quite a vulnerable part of the body and quite exposed. It's little wonder that the majority of our immune system operates via the gut. There's also this real balancing act that needs to occur whereby the body can recognise and tolerate its own tissue and the gut microbiota, but it's still able to detect pathogens and mount an immune response if needed. To understand fully how the immune system operates, we also need to know what an antigen is. So this is like a marker or a post-it note, I like to call it, found on the outside of cells, which tells your immune system whether or not that cell belongs in the body. So we have cells marked with self or cells marked with foreign.
I love that post-it analogy. It's a really clever one. So what does the immune system do once it tags this antigen?
So our immune system is actually a really complicated structure and operates via two different branches. We have the innate immune system, which provides a quick and general response to foreign bodies and injuries. This is our first line of defense against intruders and responds to all intruders in the same way. The innate immune system consists of things like physical barriers, which form an obstacle course, if you like, designed to slow down or inhibit the entry of intruders into the body. And here we have skin, mucous membranes, as well as substances like stomach acid, enzymes and bodily fluids. The gut also has a lovely thick mucosal layer lining that's really important, as we'll see later on. So if foreign bodies get past these physical barriers, then there are also immune cells like phagocytes, which will escalate the problem. The phagocytes will eat the foreign body, then put the remains of that foreign body onto the outside of their cell as a signal to the adaptive immune system, which I'll explain in a sec. And it's kind of like that post-it note system that we referred to earlier. What the innate immune system also uses are things like enzymes and natural killer cells to highlight cells as targets for the phagocytes, round up other immune cells where needed and destroy bacteria cell walls and the outer layer of cells infected by viruses. Natural killer cells are kind of like search and destroy for any abnormal cells infected by a virus or tumour cells.
So we can see that there's a lot happening all the time in order to protect the body and to mount that appropriate immune response as needed.
That's right. So we've got that innate system that we've explained before, and then the second branch of this immune system is the adaptive immune system. So this branch works in a more targeted and effective way, but it takes a little longer to mount a response. And it contains different types of cells like T cells, also known as lymphocytes, and B cells. T cells become differentiated and they perform their own specific jobs, like destroying infected cells, sending out signals to get other immune cells on board to fight infection, and some perform a regulatory role. So these regulatory T cells are important as they can reduce the activity of other T cells as necessary and can also prevent T cells from attacking the body's own healthy cells. So this is part of that balancing act we were talking about earlier, with the body recognizing its own tissue and tolerating that as opposed to mounting an immune response. The adaptive immune system can also remember foreign bodies that have been encountered before and use an antibody prepared earlier from the previous exposure, specifically for that invader. Antibodies are made in response to these post-it notes or antigens, signalling that something doesn't belong in the body.
So we have the innate immune system, which is the first line of defence, then the adaptive immune system, which involves the T cells and the B cells. And how does our gut health impact these processes?
So those regulatory T cells that I mentioned earlier, our microbiome can regulate these, and this is really cool. So to put it very simply, our microbiome can influence our immune system response. Is that response going to stimulate our immune system and make our immune system more reactive, or is it going to calm that response down and help make the immune system more tolerant? We also talked about that mucosa layer in the gut forming part of the innate immune system. So this mucus layer exists in two parts over most of the gastrointestinal tract. There's an inner layer that's attached to the epithelial layer, which are the cells or the type of cells lining the digestive tract. This has a protective role on that epithelial layer. And we have a second layer which acts as a filter to keep pathogenic bacteria away from the epithelial layer and also provide food and housing for our commensal bacteria. If that mucosal layer in the gut isn't nice and thick, so I like to describe it as like a nice big thick cushion, there's a chance for more inflammation and infection because this layer forms part of that innate immune system. In a happy and healthy gut, this lovely mucosal layer is doing a big part of that work in keeping the balance between tolerating our normal or commensal bacteria and helping to keep pathogenic bacteria at bay. And our lovely commensal bacteria actually live in this mucosal layer, and some of them even eat this mucus as a food source. So in a healthy gut, we want to have that nice thick layer, not only for immune function, but to help look after our commensal bacteria.
So it's all about keeping this mucosal layer nice and healthy to house the commensal bacteria and regulate the immune system. And what else does this bacteria feed on?
So there are a few other important food sources for our commensal bacteria, fibre and polyphenols in particular. Fibre we are all familiar with, and polyphenols are antioxidants found in foods like green tea, cacao, fruits and vegetables. If we have a poor diet, which is low in antioxidants and fibre, our poor commensal bacteria can be starving and missing out on a major food source. So this can then result in them consuming more of that important mucus layer, and we also see their numbers declining. If that mucus layer is being consumed faster than it's being rebuilt, we can see how that might impact on the level of inflammation in the digestive tract and how our immune system is working. as a reward for providing our commensal bacteria this lovely mucus layer to live in, they also provide us with a few benefits too. So as already mentioned, they can help moderate that immune system response, which is helpful for us. But our commensal bacteria also provide us with some metabolites called short-chain fatty acids, which are produced by their fermentation of the fiber that we're eating.
And how are these short-chain fatty acids beneficial for us?
So you may be familiar with some of them, like butyrate, acetate, and propionate. Acetate can be found in fermented foods like apple cider vinegar, but it's also made by our gut bacteria. And these short-chain fatty acids confer benefits to our health, such as being anti-inflammatory, promoting that good intestinal barrier function, as opposed to a gut that might be considered leaky, that doesn't have that nice barrier function. And they also play a role in our allergy response. There's been some really interesting studies done. So there was a study done with 1-year-olds, and they measured the level of short-chain fatty acids present in their stool. So it was a stool test. Those who had the highest amount of butyrate and propionate were 50% less sensitive to allergens at the age of 6 years. So those with the highest level of short-chain fatty acids in their stool were found to be less responsive to allergens 6 years later. It's also been found that butyrate helps protect children from developing allergic conditions like eczema, asthma, and allergies. And they've done some studies with mice fed either short-chain fatty acids or a high-fiber diet, and they also displayed less severe allergic airway disease. Another study with guinea pigs found that allergen-induced release of histamine was decreased in lung tissue that had been exposed to butyrate. So this lung tissue that had been exposed to butyrate was less reactive to the allergen, and they measured that by the release of the amount of histamine that was released. So that was pretty interesting. So we can see that in order to have this well-functioning immune system, we need both the innate and the adaptive immune system to be working in a calm and well-organized way. We also need to have that healthy gut environment to support these two branches, and to have a robust level of commensal bacteria to produce those short-chain fatty acids that are so protective for our health.
And speaking of allergies and allergic conditions, how can PAT be beneficial for helping to support gut health as well?
Yeah, so PAT aims to relieve the symptoms of food sensitivities for people and help them tolerate a wider variety of food. When the health of the gut has been compromised and we have less immune tolerance and more inflammation, different types of food can become problematic. And this can be pretty miserable for people. They can just be so reactive to so many different types of things, and their diet can become quite limited. And it's really, you know, I can't even imagine how tough that is. If we've got dysbiosis or an overgrowth of different types of bacteria in the gut, that can also impact on our ability to digest food properly, leading to further digestive issues and immune issues. During a PAT consultation, we use a form of muscle testing or kinesiology to assess your reactions to various foods. And we can also test airborne and chemical substances. I like to describe the immune system when I'm doing the muscle testing as a bit of a drama queen. So your immune system is just kind of overreacting to all sorts of things that it shouldn't be. What we then do in your PAT consultation is use a chiropractic tool called an AcuStim to gently stimulate acupressure points down either side of the spine while you're holding onto a sample vial of that food or substance. And it helps to recalibrate your body's response. So it's reducing that drama queen tendency. I promise you'll still be interesting afterwards. And it helps to alleviate the symptoms of that reaction. So PAT can be really beneficial in moving someone towards those healthy food goals we hear about, like eating the rainbow and eating more fiber. if someone is so ill that they just can't tolerate all of those different types of food, it must be very frustrating for them to be told, well, you just need to eat more of this, when they really can't tolerate it. So PAT kind of bridges the gap for that. So if we can get that diet to widen, we're better able to feed the commensal bacteria, which will then in turn provide us with those greater levels of short-chain fatty acids and help reduce that immune response. PAT may also be helpful to improve digestive function. I remember after my first treatment, my PAT treatment, I had a brilliant night's sleep, which was great. But I also heard more gurgling along my digestive tract. And so this is a good thing. Good digestive function ensures that we're able to assimilate the nutrients in the food we eat. And it's supporting a healthy nervous system, which also encourages better digestion. I would definitely encourage people to explore PAT if they are experiencing a lot of sensitivities and reactions to food and substances in their environment. Firstly, to provide some relief, but also to start that healing process so we can get you back to a place of low reactivity and be able to improve your gut health by moving towards a varied and nutritious diet. If you feel that you need to work on your gut health, then your PAT practitioner is the perfect starting place, as we all are all qualified naturopaths as well.
So if any listeners want to learn more about positive association technique or PAT and the naturopaths that we work with, like Fiona, you can visit our website naturalallergytreatment.com.au and get a free PAT information e-pack. So to wrap things up for this episode, Fiona, could you share some of your favourite at-home tips to promote good gut health with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So firstly, we want to gently increase the amount of fibre in your diet. If you have a very reactive gut, you should start by increasing fibre-rich foods that you know you tolerate. So you don't need to do this in a way that is going to cause you too much discomfort or distress. That's not the aim of the game. So foods like fruit and veggies, potatoes, that have been cooked and cooled to increase resistant starch. Pumpkin, rice, lentils, nuts, beans and chickpeas or oats, they're really good choices. The trick with increasing fiber is to do it really slowly. So it does not matter how slow you are doing this process. You're doing it for your body. The main goal is really just to broaden and vary your diet. I always find drinking a cup of bone broth daily really nourishing and soothing for an unhappy gut. It's also nutrient dense and very tasty. We're all time poor, so you don't have to be making it yourself either. You can buy some really nice pastes or powders that are quite effective too. And if you can tolerate fermented foods, those of you with histamine issues may have to deal with this first, be guided by your practitioner, but adding a serve of fermented foods daily can be helpful, as they are rich in those short chain fatty acids, especially acetate.
Those are some really great tips, Fiona. So thank you so much for joining me on the podcast for this episode. It's been really great to learn about the intricate relationship between our gut health and immune system, and I think our listeners will get a lot out of it. So I'll also put a link to Fiona's private practice website for anyone who thinks they may need the extra support of a naturopath to help get their gut health back on track. And Fiona, do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap things up?
Thanks for having me, Jess. Yeah, I'd like to just add that an important part of managing any health issue is to really look after yourself well, and that means getting enough sleep and including time for fun and social connection.
That's very true. So thank you to all of our listeners. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our channel or follow us on Instagram at natural.allergy.treatment. And we'll have more of our naturopath and PAT practitioners joining us on future episodes. So be sure to follow us there. Thanks again, Fiona.
Bye.